Senator Woodsum, Representative Berry, members of the committee, and those hopefully listening at home. My name is Dan Riley. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Norman Hanson in Detroit. I have been representing clients before the legislature and this committee in particular since the early 90s when I got out of Maine law. And I will be representing a number of different clients before this committee over the course of this legislative session. Yesterday, Jamie Pye was here from the Maine Energy Marketers Association. I serve as counsel to that trade association. I also serve as counsel to NextEra Energy. You may have seen in the paper, I believe it was yesterday, that NextEra has installed a battery storage facility at the Wyman Station down in Yarmouth. Wyman Station is the largest power generation facility in the state. It's an oil-fired facility. It's been down there for a long time. NextEra bought that from Central Maine Power during the restructuring process. And so now you've got the largest power plant in the state and the largest battery storage facility in northern New England on site at the same place. If any of you are interested, there is going to be an event, kind of a ribbon-cutting ceremony later on this late winter, early spring, and I'll definitely get invitations to all of you to see it. Should be kind of neat. I've seen some photographs of it, and I'm going to get you a one-page overview of that new battery storage facility. Hopefully that'll be ready by the end of the week, so you'll have that for your files. I also represent Mr. Bell and Biogas Energy Partners and AgriCycle Energy, and I'll turn it over to Dan to give you a little bit more background on that really unique growing business that I think you'll find very very interesting and very informative. You heard about the Linkletter facility up in Athens. This one's up in Exeter, and it's remarkable. It's remarkable to see. And the new technology that's been developed up there. So before I turn it over to Dan, I just want to mention a couple of things quickly. One is, I'm going to sound like an old man when I say this, but it is important for those of you who are new to the committee and some of you who are coming back to the committee to remember that back when I started representing clients before the legislature, energy was not part of this committee's name. There used to be a committee called the Energy and Natural Resources Committee that's now the Environment Committee, and energy was part of their name and part of their jurisdiction. At the time, former Congressman Mike Nisho was the Senate chair of that committee back in the early 90s. That changed when the industry changed, and part of that was electric restructuring, and you heard a little bit about the fact that CMP and Bangor Hydro and Maine Public Service had to sell off their generation assets. And you'll hear more and more about that over the course of the session. I'll be back to talk to you more about that. But the fact that this committee got energy as part of its jurisdiction to go along with what you used to be, which was just the Utilities Committee, is important. Because every once in a while, I think there's a little bit of a tendency to just focus on the utilities. And there's a lot more that comes before this committee and within your jurisdiction than just utilities, whether they be electric or gas or water, telecom, or whatever it may be. So you've got a very, very broad portfolio and jurisdiction, and it has gotten bigger as the different energy or different industries have changed, which makes it obviously very interesting for you, but also a lot of territory to cover. Representative Harville mentioned the Omnibus Energy Bill. I'm not going to go into the details of that, but I will ask you to keep one thing in mind, and I think Representative Rikerson's the only one still on the committee from that time. There is a statute on the books which actually had its genesis here in this committee. And that statute requires that anybody who's being paid to represent a client before this committee tell you, disclose to you, who's paying them to testify before the committee. Now, you'd think that's kind of natural, and usually it happens most of the time, but it didn't happen during the Omnibus Energy Bill debate. It didn't happen during the multiple hearings that were held, and it didn't happen in a number of different circumstances. That's important. It's important to remember that, because if any of you, especially those of you who are new, Representative Riley, to the legislature, if you ever have a question about who I represent or anybody who's before you, whether they're being paid to represent someone, you have the right to ask. And if that person won't tell you, then the chairs can tell them to go sit down. That statute is there on purpose, and it's there to protect you, to make sure you know whose interests are being represented, and it's there, obviously, to protect the legislative process. So I offer those two points to you just to keep in mind going forward, because I've seen a lot of things happen before this committee that can get confusing, and those protections are there for your benefit. So with that, I'll turn it over to Dan. And then if you have any questions after Dan goes, we can stay up here and answer them.